From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has called on Turkey to focus on the fight against Islamic State and not engage U.S. allied Kurdish forces in its drive into northern Syria. Carter Monday called on the Kurdish YPG forces to pull back to positions east of the Euphrates River.
We've called on both sides to not fight with one another, to continue to focus the fight on ISIL. That's the basis of our cooperation with both of them, and specifically not to engage one another.
Turkey, which intervened in the Syrian conflict last week, is trying to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG forces from border areas after suffering a series of terror bombings. Kurdish forces recently helped push IS militants out of Manbij, west of the Euphrates. The U.S. Monday called on the Kurds to redeploy east of the river and warned Turkey the targeting of SDF forces will undermine efforts to forge a united front against Islamic State. Libyan forces continued chipping away at the last neighborhoods held in the coastal city of Sirte by Islamic State fighters. Forces loyal to the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord, or GNA, said late Monday they liberated one of the last two districts held by IS fighters. They have lost more than 40 killed and hundreds wounded in 2 days of fighting. At least 54 people were killed when a suicide bomber drove his car into a government recruitment center in the Yemeni port city of Aden Monday in an attack claimed by Islamic State. Dozens were wounded in the worst single attack on the Arabian Peninsula this year. Yemen is embroiled in an 18-month civil war, pitting the government of internationally recognized President Abd Rabbo Mansur Hadi against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in New Delhi Tuesday for the 7th U.S.-India Strategic Dialogue. He arrived from Bangladesh Monday, where he warned the Islamic State had links with operatives in that country. Kerry said the two governments agreed to additional steps to work jointly through intelligence sharing and law enforcement, but he urged the government in Dhaka not to use its anti-terror campaign to stifle dissent.
Just as important, we understand that to defeat terrorists, we have to uphold, not betray, the democratic principles that we cherish and they abhor. Democracy still provides the most resilient and the most reliable platform that we have for preventing and responding to violent extremism.
In a speech Monday, Kerry also called for protection of worker rights, especially in the garment industry. Suspended Brazilian leader Dilma Rousseff Monday denied allegations of manipulating government accounts in testimony at her impeachment trial. The 68-year-old Workers' Party leader told Senate lawmakers she committed no crime, insisting her removal from office is a coup. Pro-Rousseff protesters turned out in force in several Brazilian cities. Ms. Rousseff could become the first Brazilian leader to be removed from office in more than 20 years, a Senate vote expected Tuesday or Wednesday. The French trade minister said his government will push to end years of negotiations on U.S.-European Union Free Trade Pact. His view followed Sunday's comments by the German economy minister, who said the talks have failed. Monday, the European Commission said the talks remain on track, are making steady progress and entering a crucial stage. Meanwhile, as President Obama embarks on his final Asia trip this week, Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said Mr. Obama continues to hope Congress will pass the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Deal before he leaves office in January.
This is a trade agreement that is, you know, not simply about undertaking steps to lower prices. It's about being able to create jobs here and export more goods to the largest emerging market in the world.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell indicates no vote on TPP will take place until after a new president is sworn in. A suspected suicide bomber rammed his car into the gates of the Chinese embassy in Bishkek, capital of Kyrgyzstan, killing the driver, wounding three other people. A government spokesman in the landlocked former Soviet republic said the blast occurred inside the gates, describing it as a terrorist attack. Zimbabwe has charged nearly 70 people with public violence following anti-government clashes with police in recent weeks over the dire state of the country's economy. Promise Mkwanagazi, leader of the hashtag We Are Agitated movement, is among those charged. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.